A multi-million dollar federal grant is funding new research into e-cigarettes at the University of Rochester. WXXI's Brett Dahlberg has more.
Deborah Ossip directs the Smoking Research Program at the University of Rochester Medical Center, and she's one of the leaders of the team that's funded by the federal grant. She says the research is needed to counter a public impression that flavored e-cigarettes are a safe alternative to conventional smoking.
The perception on the part of the public is that, well, I'm just inhaling vaporized water that has some flavorings in them that are safe because what's wrong with peach? And in fact, we really don't know for many of these products what are the impacts of aerosolizing them and of inhaling them.
Ossip says there's thousands of combinations of ingredients that make flavors ranging from menthol to fruits to chocolates and candies and cocktails like piña colada. And she says they're being marketed successfully to youths.
We're seeing dramatic increases in youth use of these products. And we know that among kids who are youth who are using e-cigarettes or vapes or Juul, 80% are using a flavored product.
URMC is splitting the $19 million grant with the Roswell Park Cancer Center in Buffalo. It's set to fund research for 5 years, and Ossip says the goal is to help the federal government make better rules to govern the use and sale of e-cigarettes. Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.